This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The noose is both a symbol of bigotry and an implicit threat. Nooses have received a lot of attention since the case of the Gina Six in Louisiana. That began when nooses were hung from a tree on a high school campus. Since then, media outlets have run more and more stories about nooses throughout the country. So here's the conundrum. On one hand, ignoring racism won't make it go away. On the other, are the news media making too much noise over every noose? NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
It happened this past week on the campus of Indiana State University.
Crystal Kearns and two other students found this, a rope tied like a noose.
It happened on Long Island.
Another noose has been found on the island. This one turned up Thursday afternoon.
And there have been others.
Ogle County, Illinois, where this hangman's noose was discovered nailed to a tree.
Many at the school call the hanging noose a cowardly act.
Not on our campus!
A noose left on a black cadet sea bag aboard the Coast Guard's training bark, the Eagle, in New London, Connecticut. And
a worker at this concrete plant near Millington mixed together poor judgment with bad humor. Over the weekend, he left a hangman's noose in the bathroom as a prank on another employee. But whomever found it hanging this morning didn't think it was funny.
Hate crime researcher Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama. He's not surprised to see nooses getting more attention since the Gina protests.
We've had a huge story that revolved around a noose, and there's been an apparent rash of noose incidents following that. So I think it's simply inevitable that these things are going to be covered heavily for a while.
Nearly everyone agrees that the news media should report incidents that involve the display of nooses. But NAACP Chairman Julian Bond says that some people will inevitably imitate what they see on TV.
Many of them are copycats. That's to say, they've read about it in the newspaper or heard about it, and they said, I don't like black people either.
The news business is about reporting the news. It's not about censoring stories for fear of fueling some racist's imagination. But still, the news media do offer a megaphone. And acts of hatred and racial intimidation take on greater power when they're broadcast all over the community or all over the country. Cliff Scheckman is the Long Island editor of Newsday. The paper has run about 20 noose-related stories during the past 2 weeks. But Scheckman says he's not going to run a story about every single noose found on Long Island.
I don't want to get into where. There was a drawing on a wall somewhere, and it might have been some kid who was just being stupid, and it didn't rise to the level of a full story.
Then again, such careful deliberation can fall by the wayside when news breaks.
First on Fox tonight, in the aftermath of the racial tension surrounding the Gina Six in Louisiana, this morning a noose was found tied to a utility pole, and now an investigation is underway to determine who put it there and what their motive was.
The motive turned out to be benign. The rope and the type of knot are commonly used in tying down military equipment. There have been a few of these hyped-up stories. But even when the nooses are clearly meant to intimidate, the news media can reach overly broad conclusions. Here's anchorman Bill Weir of ABC reacting to a report about recent noose incidents.
We're in the middle of a presidential campaign where an African-American is a leading contender.
Mm-hmm. Barack Obama.
Yeah. Some would say, are we kidding ourselves that he's a legitimate candidate when this is going on? Or maybe his very presence is bringing this out of those knuckleheads.
Nooses probably have less to do with presidential politics than with old-fashioned racial animus. And it's a trap to report every noose incident as a referendum on race in America. Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center advises keeping this phenomenon in perspective.
There are really two things going on. A big hunk of the society is becoming essentially more open-minded, more liberal-minded, more tolerant. But at the same time, we have very, very substantial backlash movements.
In a nation of 300 million, the presence of 30 or 50 or even 100 nooses may indicate a worsening of racial tensions. Then again, the nooses may just be the products of a few desperate bigots looking for trouble and attention. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.